Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Preds and Red Wings. Remember the days when the Pred Wings were a thing?
Are they still a thing?
Oh, not when the Red Wings suck.
Those people just stay in Spring Hill.
Yeah, Reed.
They keep the Red Wings. They keep the Red Wings stuff up in their den, but they don't make it out of the den to watch the game.
Although Detroit beat Nashville earlier this year.
Ron Slay, by the way, ready to go, Reed, if you want to call him now. He had his phone on silent, I believe, so he's all set. Here's what I love about Ron Slay. Like, this was a kind of an iffy situation to ask him to come on because it was quite a heated exchange.
He knows you were going to ask.
And then I asked, and immediately he responds, he's like, you know I'm with it. Not even a question. It's like, yeah, I'm happy to come on and discuss.
So this is against the team that you used to play for, right?
Yes. Yeah, I played with, but it's weird because there's only one guy and it's the leader of the team that still plays. And it happens to be the guy Ron got into it with. That's the only guy on the team I know. Everyone else I played with is no longer there. He's traded up since then. Obviously, I'm not on his team anymore, but he's gotten better players around him. He's a really good player.
Okay, so last night.
Do you want me to set the scene for you?
Well, let me set the text message that I received from you last night.
Okay.
Last night.
Don't read all those text messages.
Yeah, I won't. Last night, I'm on the way home.
There are some things that could lose our FCC violation read all of it.
I get a text from Chad that says, we lost our hoops game by 6. Slay tackled a guy with 45 seconds left in retaliation for going at his knee. It was amazing. And so I immediately respond and say, have Slay call in at 10:15. And then Chad says, asking now. And then you get a response that says, no doubt, you know I'm with it.
Yes, that is the Ron Slay that we love. We're with it on this show. Ron Slay is with it. He's with us now. Ron, if you don't mind, I'll kind of set the context of the game, then I'll let you take over from there, okay, about what happened to you. So we did not have a good game, first and foremost. I was off. I had uncharacteristic turnovers. Our shooters were not shooting well. I'd even say Ron offensively was off compared to his normal game. Was missing a lot of shots down low, missing free throws, which Ron never does. Myron, our point guard, hit some shots in the second half. He was pretty good. He kind of kept us in it. It's a two-point game the entire second half. I think we fell behind by 9 early in the half, and for the most part, it is tied or it's a two-point game the whole second half. Right. We are trailing by 4 with about a minute 10 left with the ball. Still have a great chance at winning. Myron drives. He misses. Ron is in position to go get a rebound, which he had gotten a ton of offensive rebounds through the game, and putbacks. Ron goes up for the rebound, and what I saw was sort of a scrum around boxing him out. And this team was clearly like, we're all going to go and hit Slay and try to keep him off the offensive glass. That was what they were trying to do. Well, he's got one guy kind of engaged up high with him, and the guard for their team, who's a really good player and shot the ball well throughout the night, I see him start to box out, and then he just kind of rolls up into a ball and rolls on Ron's leg. I'm going to let Ron take it from that point
on.
So
he was on the ground.
He was on the ground, but he almost like dove at his leg. It's like it's like he was trying to get so low, and he decided, I don't really have a good box out position, so instead I'm just going to turn my body into a missile and go at Ron's leg with someone else is holding him up top at this point. All right, Ron, so take it from there.
So I see the same thing. I see the shot go up, and I'm like, okay, let me get position to get the rebound. The ball is going to bounce weak side. I see it's about to hit the back of the rim. I'm going up. I am engaged with a guy, and I don't see anybody to my right. It was on my right side. All of a sudden, when I'm getting ready to jump, I feel a guy like, and I can see him come out of the periphery of my right side, and hit my knee. Now, what had me totally losing it was when I tore my ACL, it was a freak move, something very similar. Big Jeremy McNeil for Syracuse tapped my left knee when I was about to go up. And that's all I could think. I mean, split second, that's the first thing I thought of. Him tapping my leg, my right leg, and it rolled under me. And I'm like, I know this man did not just sprint. I felt like he sprinted in from the three-point line. That's how hard it was. I felt like he got a running start at the three-point line and came directly at my knee. Because if somebody is boxing out, the first thing you feel is an arm on you or some kind of contact to let you know, like, I'm here. Especially if you're engaged with somebody and you're on the blind side and you're a smaller guy. No problem with you boxing out. But, man, once you go at a person's leg, oh, all bets are off. Every bet is off.
And all bets were off at that point. I would describe what happened next is Ron just saw red. Because at first, Ron, you started sprinting after this guy, and you're so playful when you're out there half the time. Right. And there was a lot of talk going back and forth. I couldn't tell if you were going after him to hurt him or if you were just going to, like, go kind of bear hug him jokingly the way you were sprinting after him.
Yeah, what's going through your mind, Ron, as you run at him? Were you thinking about clocking him or just tackling him?
No, it was two sprints. It was two sprints of him. The first sprint, I'm glad he moved because he had the ball, and I was just going to clothesline him. And
yep.
Like,
you reached an arm out to clothesline him, and he moved.
Yeah, he moved quickly. And once he did that, I thought about it. I was like, man, this ain't, you know what I mean? This ain't the reputation. I can hear everybody talking about this. Ron Slay got kicked out of a Rec League game for fighting. Let's not do that. So my next thing was on the second sprint, if he get the ball again, I'm going to go tackle him. In the midst of sprinting the second time to him, something hit me and was like, hey, man, he's a smaller guy. Don't tackle him and spear through him. So in the midst of running, you know, I'm probably about 280 right now, 275, 280, give or take. You know what I mean? So,
depending on the day, depending on the meals you've had that day.
Exactly. So I ran and it was like a kid doing a belly flop in the pool. That's what I did with him, except I was horizontal. Vertical while doing it. So I flopped into him very, very hard. And he fell down, and I stood over, and my feet were kind of under him. So I wanted, the old Slay wanted to kick him. But then I said, nah, a lot of people watching. He was wrong. You don't need to be wrong, too. So after that, I proceeded to, you know, tell him a few choice words and and just let him know he was wrong, man, because you don't do that, especially at this age, man. Nobody's recovering from injuries like that.
No,
man.
No, your career is over. That's a career ender if you've tear your ACL now.
Ron Slay with us. Ron, here's the ultimate who was in the right and the wrong here. Did any of his teammates come to his aid in his defense in this?
Not at all. Not at all.
Not one player. That's what was amazing to me. First off, really no one on our team tried to back you off.
Right.
And then that also says something. But then no one on their team said anything. Even the officials, after huddling for like 5 minutes,
right,
decide. I was like, okay, I'm thinking they've got to kick Ron out of the game. Not like a suspension or anything, but I'm like, he just went. And that was an accurate way to describe it. It was like a belly flop chest press where he went 5 yards in the air back, and then you stood over him continuing to talk.
Right.
And then his teammates did nothing. They said nothing. He did nothing. The officials talked for a while. They give you the technical. At first, I thought they were going to give a double technical for what he did to your knee that they missed.
Right.
When they were talking about it. So they go and shoot the technicals. The talk continues at that point. Maybe the most comical part of the night was the lady who runs the gym at Magic Community Center came out, and she was threatening to shut the lights off on us. Yeah. I'm going to shut the lights off on y'all. Y'all stop it. Y'all cut it out, or I'm shutting the lights off, and everybody's going home. And then post-game, Ron continues to talk to the bench, and the guy went at his knee. And the lady comes over and she's sitting right next to us and she's yelling at us to put our britches on and get out of there. So I've been threatened. I said, you know what? I'm taking my britches off and I'm walking out of here pantless in a silent protest after this injustice. And I was trying to lighten the mood at that point. I think she lied a little bit.
Ron, I got two quick things on the way out here. First, how long did you think it would take before the Midday 180 requested your appearance this morning?
I knew for a fact Chad was going to hit me when he got a call. We always text after the game anyway, and I knew it was coming. I couldn't even look at my phone fast enough.
And have you ever benched yourself late in the game the way Chad Withrow did last night?
No, I didn't, and I wish Chad wouldn't have benched himself because we needed his energy, man. And regardless of making shots or missing shots, we always need the energy and somebody playing the right way because, like, we go through this each season when – I feel that we somehow forget at times, like, we got a force down low. Let's use this force down low, especially when we're missing. But it always comes back, and we always get on track later on, and we're fine. But the most comical part about this whole thing is this guy that took my knee out, this young man, while I was barking at him, after the game, was walking to a tripod and a camera. I'm trying to figure out, why is he going to get this camera? This man was filming the rec league pickup game.
He does this, like, every game. I played on his team 1 year. He does it every single game.
Ron, I will pay for video evidence of this.
I asked him. I said, when I was pulling off, I saw him. I said, hey, man, let me see a video, man. His response was, it wasn't aimed down there. I only record the offensive end. I've never seen this. Never seen this in my life. This man set up a tripod in a rec league game and recorded himself offensively. Like, what is going on?
This is some of the problems with the youth of America. When I see this, like, I'm only recording the offensive end. But I will say that you wouldn't see the hit that he had on the defensive end. There is a chance it was right at half court, so maybe not where he had it pointed, but that you could see the belly flop. Where he gets laid out
on video. We need to get that footage.
I will say, Ron,
yes, we do.
My errors in the game are usually because I'm just trying to get you the ball.
Right.
Both the ones last night were me, like, trying to force the ball into you. I'm getting hit up on text right now, people making fun of me for my ankle pass to you. At one point, I still contend you may have blown both hamstrings trying to get it, but I put backspin on the bounce pass where you could have possibly caught up to it, but you would have injured yourself in the process.
There's not a doubt about it, but needless to say, the bounce pass for the dunk and one, you missed that one, Hutton. That was a good one.
Yeah, I wish that he would have been recording the defensive end for that one.
I heard it was left-handed.
So we could see that. It was a left-handed dunk.
It was holding my right arm. Like, I only went over two, and then all of a sudden my right arm was missing. So I had to finish it with the left.
We do have we've got a much better team this year than we had in the past.
Yeah,
we're going to bounce back. We're going to play better. We're not going to have a night where everyone misses threes and everyone on their team hits threes and still lost by 4 or 6. But that was a frustrating night for sure.
I have two quick things.
Okay.
I'm about to email Ron my Ancestry DNA profile because I think, in fact, we may be related. and also, anytime you want to play some softball, just give me a call.
Most definitely.
Ron, thank you as always. We enjoy the honesty, and we look forward to having you in later this week.
No doubt, guys.
Okay. Ron Slay.
Quick quote from Ron last night that I just got from a buddy that says, Ron told the guy at one point that beating me should be the highlight of your life. That's true. I did hear that. He said, I hope you watch that the rest of your life because it's the only time it's happening.
Play that on a loop.
He said that video, you need to watch. He's like, I will watch it. I'm going to say that. He's like, I'm going right over to watching it. He's like, that's the highlight of your life.
We have the sequel on the line, the opposite side of the story. The other side of the story to the Ron Slay altercation last night that started with 45 seconds remaining in Chad's rec league game and went into the post-game session where a lady threatened to turn out the lights on the gym if you guys didn't leave with your pants on.
She also yelled at our bench to put our britches on and get out multiple times. That was the refrain. Put your britches on and leave. Get your britches on and leave. I'm sure many women have said that to men in the past too. Put your britches on and get out of here. my husband's going to be home soon. So yes, being the hard hitting journalistic show that we are, we aim to give both sides of every story.
Proving that everyone's listening.
That's right. We've heard from Ron Slay. He gave his side of the account last night of a player going low after his knee, throwing his body at the knee. He saw red, went after the player, shoved him, got a technical. Of course, that team was already winning, went on to win the game. Addison, who actually played one season with in the league, was the player. Very good player, good shooter. Also videotapes every single game. We learned from Ron Slay that he only films the offensive side.
Which I'm very disappointed in.
Yeah, he doesn't have anyone to operate the camera, so he can only film one side of the court. Addison has now called in to the show. Addison, welcome in. If you can, give us your account of what happened last night.
Good morning. Good morning. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir. You sound great.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Well, first and foremost, I just want to say if I do have to hop off the line, it's because I'm in the hospital with my wife. She's giving birth to a little girl. So thank you, Slay, for not taking my head off.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, Addison, first and foremost. Birth. I've got a little girl on the way, so that's awesome.
Congrats.
Appreciate it.
And also,
thank you
for proving the power of this show that you left your wife in labor to call in. We really appreciate that. You just unintentionally cut a promo for our show, so thank you for that.
Yeah, she's kind of sternly looking at me, so.
Is she more disappointed that you went to the game last night or that you're calling the show today?
I guess I can probably give you a recap on that one. I'm sure I'll hear more about that after I get off the show.
Okay,
call.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. So tell us what happened.
All right. So, last 45 seconds, that's pretty much accurate. Slay had been killing us inside pretty much all game. You know, there's no way around that. Once he gets the ball down low,
it's tough to stop.
Like Chad said, he dunked on one of our guys, who was pretty big, actually. So for this particular play, I do want to give you a little context. Slay is about 6'8". I'm about 5'7". So by default, as I was trying to explain to him, you know, Slay, your waistline is at my stomach already, you know, pretty much by default. So he's jumping. He's engaging with another guy. That is accurate. And I happen to be on the other end. I'm not sure if he was paying attention to me or not. And, you know, I get load of box out to put a body on him because it obviously looked like one of those situations where he was going to get the ball, either dunk it back, put it back, and one, whatever the case may be. So I knew we needed multiple hands on deck for this particular play. So I get down to box out, and he's in the jumping motion. So I do squat down, which makes me a little lower. No intentions of playing dirty at all, just to, you know, secure the rebound. And as he begins to jump, I'm like, okay, well, I can't really move, and I'm kind of falling down a little bit more. So maybe that's why he felt that I was lower than normal. It was, no means to hurt anybody at all. So then we get the ball, rebound. I can't remember if I get the rebound, another guy gets the rebound. But I get it, and I'm dribbling up court, not really thinking about it because I know that now, you know, they have to play the one-on-one game where they have to foul. And I see Slay barreling at me, and, you know, I cross over and give the ball up to another guy so, you know, I'm not fouled. And then I cut again to try to retrieve the ball, and I'm like, who is this figure, you know, that's still coming at me full speed, not stopping? And then next thing I know, I end up from, like, half court to back court. Then I see Slay over top of me, like, man, I'll this. If we had a few more minutes, and the first thing I'm thinking is like, oh, you know, what is he referring to? And I'm like, oh, he didn't like the box out. So the first thing that comes to my mind is, okay, I need to be shooting some technical fouls right now. I'm not sure, you know, if he feels it was a missed call on the other end or not. We get to the free throw line, and I'm like, hey, Ron, listen. I apologize if you felt that it was dirty. I didn't mean to, you know, I didn't mean to come at you low. I just was boxing out by default. I'm already pretty much at your hip line anyway. And then his response was like, no, man, you can't do that. He's like, it's different if, you know, me and you both made eye contact and we were both jumping. And I was like, so we both have to lock eyes and confirm, okay, you're ready to jump. I'm ready to jump. Let's go. And I'm like, no, I'm going to lose that battle 10 out of 10 times. So that is the account of that. And I missed the part where he said beating him was the highlight of my life.
It was when you were collecting the, and by the way, you did a good job of explaining it from your side. It was when you were collecting the video. You were grabbing the video. He's like, oh, this thing is on video. He's like, you better go back and watch that. This is the highlight of your life, beating me. And I think you said something like, "Oh yeah, I'm going to go back and watch it," or something like that.
Yeah, no, that was my
pretty
response.
Funny.
Initially, all the conversations up until that point had been, you know, competitive, but you know, pretty much friendly. And I think we saw the camera, and then it was just like blood in the water. Oh man, what you recording for? What is this going to be used for? Go back and watch it. It'll be a highlight of your life. And I was like, well, I don't know if you remember, you know, because you know, I'm not Ron Slay. I didn't play anywhere big of that nature. But this is my second time beating you. But you know, I'll just leave that out there.
Beating his team. It's not because of him.
Is there video of this out there? Like, do you have
evidence?
That is
a good question. That is a good question. So, truth is, we did only record the offensive end of this. I did lose my my primary camera operator, which was my wife. So, we don't necessarily get the defensive perspective of things. So unfortunately, not.
Now, is there video of Ron, as he called it, the belly flop that he delivered to you on the foul, right around half court? Can you see that from the video?
You see him take off, and then everything behind that half court line is, I guess, it's gone as well.
Can we see impact? Like, do you see at least?
Do we see you in frame and then quickly out of frame?
I wish we could, because like I said, I don't know. At the time, I didn't know what hit me, but you can't even see impact on that angle. I did go back and look at it.
That's unfortunate.
All you can see is the intensity in his eyes. And
please send us the video just so we can see Ron sprint after you originally, and then where he circles back, because it was like a big U. Like, he sprints. I was sitting on the bench at the time. He ran right in front of me. He went down the left sideline. He went after you. You got away from him, and then you're at the top of the key, close to half court, and he kind of circles back and does a U, and then fouls you at half court.
Exactly, and the whole time I'm thinking, oh, you know, it's basketball. He's just trying to get a foul to put me at the line. I didn't know that my life was at stake.
Addison, real
my
quick.
My life was at the line.
Real quick, why do you think none of your teammates came to your defense?
That is a great question. So after the fact, everybody has interesting accounts. There was more people that said they were there for me than I felt they were there for me in the moment. But Slay's 6'8", you know, I'm 5'7". Most of the guys on our team are shorter. I'm pretty sure he probably could have single-handedly, you know, dealt with all of us.
Did you notice that none of our team even tried to get in the middle of it? We were just like, well,
he's mad, so
we're going to sit back.
Exactly. The funny thing about it is the only voice I pretty much heard was the gym owner, which was the lady, you know, kind of shuffling us
along.
She
was fired up. She was threatening to turn the lights off. And then once the final horn sounded, she turned the lights off at that point. And then was yelling at us to leave.
That she was. But yes, I did. Slay did let me know that I've never played a caliber player like him before. And I must agree that I have not.
Addison, were you there? I know you guys have beaten us in the past. I don't think you were there, but we beat you guys in the playoffs really badly one year.
Yes.
We scored like 130 points.
I heard about that. That was actually one game that I was gone for.
Yep.
I was out of town, but I heard that Slay put up upwards of 50 or something ridiculous.
I had like 25 that night. I think everyone on our team hit about 5 threes. It was ridiculous. We were just on fire.
Yeah. You guys do have some excellent 3-point shooters, and with the addition, I think this is the first time Slay has played with you this year. Did he play with you all last season?
He did not play the last two seasons, but he's back with us this year. We were missing one of our other big guys last night, but you guys played well. You won. Congratulations. I thought you did a great job acquitting yourself of what happened. Now, are you nervous at all about the next time you play us that Slay's out for blood at some point in the game?
It would definitely be on my mind. He did let me know that next time things will be different. So I am not going to be boxing out next time. we'll check on that. We're at least not boxing out Slay. But hey, Chad, like I said, we did lose one of our premier shooters. We're missing our Chad Buckets, and we need a trade to get you.
You missed
back
that highlight reel.
As you saw last night, Chad Buckets has retired.
No sitting on the bench with our team, man.
Ron was mad I was sitting on the bench at the end of the game last night, but it was fun, and I hope for your sake that Ron gets over it before next game.
Is the new mom yelling at you yet?
Not yet, but the eyes are on me. So she's at a 9 out of 10, if you know what that means.
Yeah, sure.
Being open up, so
no doubt.
She's almost there. She's almost there. But again, yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun to compete. Definitely did not want anybody to get hurt. And I, after hearing this story about how he did get his initial injury, I can see how, you know, a similar event might have triggered that feeling again. So I definitely do, again, want to apologize if you felt that anything was done out of ill intent or anything of that nature. Definitely don't want to see anybody get hurt out there, but it is certainly a lot of fun to compete. So,
Addison, you're a good man. Congrats on the win. I'll be praying for you if we get matched up in the playoffs, as will every one of our listeners out there.
Hey, you're having a baby girl, right?
Yes, I am. I am having a baby girl.
So. What's her name?
Actually, I don't know. We're still up in the air about it.
We should put it for vote on the show.
Are you down to like two or three choices, and you'll decide when you see her?
You gonna let Ron decide?
Hey, I'm open to Ron's suggestion.
Hey, here's how we'll settle this thing. Ron will not go after you in the next meeting if you allow him to name your baby girl. Ron's gonna call in right now, and he's gonna name your child, and then all is well. All is forgiven.
Hey, fair game.
Ronetta has a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Addison has been our guest, who went low because he admits he's already low on a Ron Slay while boxing now.
He is a lot shorter. I can vouch for
that. Hey, thank you for the call. This has been great insight, and we enjoy getting both sides. You were great to do this, and congratulations today.
And tell
her that we appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today from the hospital.
Absolutely. I certainly will. Thank you guys as well. I appreciate you for having me on.
So, Addison was excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
He was really good.
As good as he possibly could have been. And he called in from the hospital with his wife in labor, which is insane.
I'm amazed he was at the game last night.
Yeah, what? So
just imagine, if he wasn't at the game last night, we win by 20, and none of this happens.
So,
and he's with his wife, who's about to go in labor.
Chad, Angie is expecting again. Congratulations again on that.
Thank you.
Let's say you're both at the hospital. The night before, you go play a rec league game, okay? Which would she be more angry with you about, the rec league game or calling into this show?
The rec league game. It wouldn't have happened. There are just certain things that wouldn't happen. I'm not playing in that rec league game the night before. I'm certainly not bringing my video recorder to record the game also.
How are the refs in this league?
Depends. Honestly, I mean, it's a night-to-night proposition.
No text last night?
Oh, there was a text to Ron on the belly bump.
Not on the low box out.
No, they missed that one.
Okay.
That one was missed.
Steven is next up. Steven, what's up? You were reffing this game last night, policing it, if you will.
Yeah, I was.
What'd you think of Ron's clothesline attempt?
Man, when I seen Ron, but first let me tell Addison congratulations.
Yes.
But when I seen Ron coming at Addison on the first, when he come up the floor, I'm like, oh my God, I seen this coming. he reached his arm out, and Addison got away from it. And so I'm like, well, this is going to be the end of it, you know. And then Addison go out to half court, and Ron come at him and throw that belly flop on him, and I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. But, you know, the headband didn't come off. You know, so if the headband come off, I know Ron serious. You know what I'm saying? I know both of these guys. And
that's
I know Adam was not a dirty player. You know what I'm saying? And Ron was killing him. He was killing him, dunking on him. And it went that far, you know, but from where I was standing, you know, I see Ron. You know, they've been mixing it up. And Ron go up, like I say, Addison, he's at Ron's belly button. You know what I mean? And so when Ron made that move and he went backwards, and I'm looking at the ball and I see both of them go down. And next thing I know, here come Ron. Oh, I said, man, here we go. You know, so I'm like.
I'm glad that the clothesline didn't land now that I know it was an attempted clothesline. I thought he was trying to grab him hard when he reached the arm out. Now that I know he was trying to close, I'm like, oh, that would have been devastating.
I mean, he went at him, man. I was like, this ain't going to be good. The Ron was. He was moving up the floor, you know what I mean?
It's also the hardest Ron has run in that league since we played. He's never run that hard after a pass or after going for a layup. That was the hardest I've ever seen him run.
I mean, it was a good game, man. You know, it's real competitive. They get real competitive out there, you know what I mean? And, you know, we missed calls, and, you know, and it was like, when I see them go down, I'm like, my man was underneath, and I'm like, okay, well, did I see what I really saw? You know what I mean? Because, you know, Addison, you know, he's already down there. He's low. Both of them, you know, he's low. And then when Ron went to make his move, they went, and I know Ron, you know, with the knees and everything, you know, and I'm just glad Addison was fast as he was.
Hey, Steven, were you the older ref or the younger ref last night?
I think I'm older than I was a tall guy.
Okay, tell your buddy that if he's going to call a foul on me, to at least get on my side of the court. He called a foul, a blocking foul, from underneath the other basket on the other side. And we all thought he called 5 seconds when I was defending Addison. So tell him to get down there next time. Hey, thanks for calling in, Steven.
Ron Slay is back on the line. Ron, will you be naming Addison's young girl Rhonda?
Nah, you know what, man? After a story like Addison just gave, man, in the recap, like, I don't even know if I can be mad at Addison.
Like, he owned it.
Just sport, man.
Like, yeah. He did. He owned it better than I thought he would.
Yeah, he did. Same here, man. He was trying to do that last night, but last night wasn't the time to try to own it. You know what I mean? But, man, I'm so glad, man, that I didn't catch him with the first clothesline, because
yeah,
things could have got ugly after that one. So it was good, man. And congrats to Addison, man, for his baby girl about to be born. But, hey, man, I will know Addison. You keep this in your back pocket, man. So, I'm known for waiting at half court for screens. So you better have that head on the swivel, man, because I will be standing there. And I'm gonna go give me some core exercises in. I'm going to give me some squats. And I'm going to get back to doing lunges. So I'll be fully prepared when you run into me.
You'll be down to 275 by game night.
Yeah, exactly. Depending. If it's 6 o'clock, I might be 270. But if it's not 6, you come in, it's 280.
Yep.
So the threat still exists, but it's a lighter threat now when we play Addison's team again, is what we're saying.
Yeah, man. Cause
so physical play will take place.
All that, man. Like, I can't go up like that. But, if I didn't hear that, I promise you, I was going to wait on him to get it. I was going to give him a layup, and I was going to take him all the way out. I mean all the way out. And be fine with it.
I think he knew it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right, man. Man, salute to Addison, man. But, hey, man, I'm still living by, he took my knee out. I'm living by that. I'm standing by that. And I do, after hearing him talk and, you know, hearing people talk about him, I do know he's not a dirty player. And it was unintentional. But the thing he has to know is, if I'm off guard, like, in this league, if it's in the game, like a real game, that's different. But in this league, you got to give me a little body contact to let me know you're there, man. Especially if I'm taller than you like that.
I agree.
That's not fair. Because if we were in this league, I've had plenty of opportunities to set screens, and I don't set the screens the way I do because I know we're in a rec league, and it's, you know what I mean, it's not that serious. But it is a lot more competitive this year than it has been. So I might need to pull out my old trick.
Ron, yeah, thanks for being a good sport about it, too, and coming on with us.
Because we're not going to join. You'll join us later this week. Are we, as a sports base locally, overlooking South Carolina tomorrow night?
You know what? I don't think so. I think the coaching staff, I have those guys ready. Because one thing you can't do, if they were coached by anybody other than Frank Martin, I would say we would overlook them. But with them being coached by Frank Martin, and them not playing bad in the SEC play,
they're 7-3.
Right, exactly. I don't see us overlooking them. If we are foolish and we are buying into the hype instead of living our truth and playing like we play and preparing like we prepare. I don't see these guys doing that, man. This is a veteran group, and I believe they all want to make statements each game they go out. So this will be a nice game to get ready for Kentucky.
Yeah, I can't wait for Saturday.
Yeah, I can hear kitty. I'm thinking the video was in my head.
Offensive end only.
Most definitely. Hey, man, Addison, I'm not going to do that because your wife's in labor. But, hey.
Get someone out there to film both sides.
Somebody else, though. Right, exactly.
Whoever's on the bench can film. Just trade off responsibilities. Whoever comes out of the game.
Exactly. And he was right, real quick before we go. He was right about when we came over, I was kind of dying down. Like, everything was kind of simmering down. But when I saw him grab that camera, it was like, hey, man, what are you doing? You're out here recording? And I know if somebody could have been on the side taking notes of the things I was saying, I'm pretty sure some of those are some great quotes. And I wish I could have had them written down.
Follow Ron on Twitter at RonSlay35. Ron, thank you. We'll catch up later.
All right, guys.
Ron Slay has been excellent. This has been therapy for him, too.
Yeah. We work through our issues together.
Join our active roster and be part of Team Hutton 104.5 and help the fight to end blood cancer. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Tennessee Man and Woman of the Year campaign is the nonprofit's largest annual fundraiser, and all funds raised provide life-saving blood cancer research. Just visit 1045thezone.com and make a tax-deductible donation. Plus, check out Hutton's event calendar, special giveaways, and more. The campaign runs through April 27th, so please donate now. Make someday today, because beating cancer is in our blood. More info at 1045thezone.com.